It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table.
All right, we are back. Welcome back to Naomi's Table. Come pull up a chair because we have got a wonderful two-part Bible study that we're going to start today on Proverbs 31:19. That's right, we're going to take two whole sessions to unpack one verse. And with us today is Sunny Shell. She's an excellent Bible teacher. And today, Sunny, you are talking about something, a word that we don't use in much in our language today. She's a distaff. Am I accenting that right? Distaff or distaff?
If you're in the South, you got the second part right.
All right. So distaff. What in the world is a distaff? And why is the Proverbs 31 woman one of those?
A distaff is a term that was used for, it's actually a... It's a spindle. It's actually a tool. It's not a person. It's a tool.
She's a sewing tool or something. Okay.
That's right. Right. It's a sewing tool. She's a sewing tool. Isn't that great? You're a sewing tool. That's something you've always wanted to be, right?
All my life. I'm just kidding. Yes.
When you were a little girl, I'm sure you thought, you know, when I grow up, I want to be a distaff. But let's go ahead and read what Proverbs 31:19 says. It says, she puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. And so that's how we're going to break it up. We're going to talk a little bit about what a distaff is. As uninteresting as it sounds, wait till the gals get into this. They're going to go, ooh, that's
okay.
Cool. Yeah, so we'll talk about the word distaff. It's pelek, actually, in the Hebrew. It means spindle. And it... excuse me, the definition of that is the instrument used for twisting threads by a whirl. And if you think, if you've seen those old pictures where a woman is sitting, there's a big wheel, mm-hmm. I don't know if you have seen those, and spinning, so that's part of it. And so the way the Noah's Webster's Dictionary describes it is it's a staff for holding a bunch of flax, a towel of wool from which the thread is drawn, and then you spin that by hand. Another definition is it's a symbol of the holder of the staff, actually. So this is where we're going to get to. She's a distaff. That a distaff is actually defined as someone who, the person who holds the actual tool. Yes.
So I'm picturing all these different threads, and they're all being woven together into a cord that you could actually use to create clothing or something like that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, clothing or bed coverings or, you know, anything that you would use. And I love how you said collectively, because part of the definition is it can be described as a woman or women collectively.
Okay.
So the two definitions Noah Webster gives is that the actual tool for threading, and it can also be used as to describe a woman.
Hmm.
And that comes from, of course, because most of the people who were working the distaff were women, and so they used to refer women to being a distaff. And this is where actually the term came from. When I'm sure you've heard this, a lot of gals have it. You know, you call somebody, she's an old spinster.
Oh yes, the spinster. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's where they get it from, because she is spinning the distaff. She's spinning the wool, the flax, or whatever thread. So that's where you get the spinster from. Now, when we think of it, you know, when you think of the word, oh, she's an old spinster, what kind of visual do you get from that?
Somebody who's not very happy. She is, of course, old and got the wrinkle thing going on and kind of grumpy all the time.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I think we all get that. Someone that you probably don't want to be around. She's not someone you'd look at and go, I want to be her friend. And you hear that when you've always ever heard that someone's a spinster. It almost makes your face scowl.
Yeah, somebody who's undesirable, that kind of thing.
Yes. Okay. Yes, perfect. So let me tell, and of course that's now what the image that we get in this world. But you know, there's someone in Scripture that was called a distaff. And that is not the attitude that people had about her. You know what her name is?
Hmm.
Her name is Tabitha.
Tabitha.
Or
okay.
You can say Dorcas. Yeah.
Dorcas.
Her story is found in, let's see, is it in Acts? Yes, it's in Acts 9, 36 through 43, and here's what was said. It said, she was full of good works and acts of charity. All the widows stood beside him, that's Peter, weeping and showing Peter the tunics and all the other garments that Dorcas made for them while she was with them. And this happened because Dorcas had died, mm-hmm. and these women in the town were so grieved as she died. See, Dorcas was a distaff. And you can see that she was, because it says that what did she do? The women were showing Peter all the tunics, the garments, just all the stuff that she made for them. Mm. So she would be a distaff, and they were so sad at her passing that they actually brought her to Peter and asked him to revive her, and he did. He resurrected her.
That's amazing in itself. Yeah, because other people had died, you know, in that time. Why wasn't he summoned to resurrect them? Why her? So I always wondered about that. Why was she so important and so revered that they would be that upset at her passing? And I just love that idea that she was somebody that I want to know more about her.
Exactly, and she was a spinster. Mm-hmm. She would be described as a spinster or a distaff. So thinking about Dorcas or Tabitha, you wouldn't put a scowl on your face. As a matter of fact, it would put a smile on your face. When people thought of Dorcas, they smiled. It was, you know, oh, Dorcas! Oh, that's from Dorcas. Oh, Dorcas is here. Oh, you know, mm-hmm. the spinster. Mm-hmm. You know, which, of course, if we were to say that today, that wouldn't seem like that would bring joy or happiness to somebody, but that is biblically actually what it does bring. And of course, the scripture says that is what she uses. She holds spindle and distaff. So we want to go back to looking, instead of saying, oh, a woman who does that, she's got to be a dowdy woman who doesn't really have anything else to do. She's old, she's wrinkled, whatever, you know, because she's sitting at the spindle. Mm. And that wasn't the case. Again, we find this in Proverbs 31, and we know that we talked about when we first met at the table that the word, the Hebrew word for excellent there is kahia, which is a military word for strength. So we know that she isn't that old, feeble, frumpy woman sitting at a spindle. Instead, she's a very strong, she's a vibrant woman. And what is she doing? She is skilled, she is intelligent, she is spiritually gifted, she is physically strong, she is highly, you know, intellectual, and taking all those things that God has gifted her with, she's going to create beautiful things, clothing for her home, beddings for her house, curtains, and then even sashes and things, and we'll get to that later with some other studies for other people out there, the merchants and so forth. So she's not only providing for her household, but people outside of her household and within her community.
You know, Sunny, it's amazing how definitions have changed. I think in our world today, like you said, when we look at the word spinster, it's almost made to degrade women rather than lifting them up. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And we get that, unfortunately, because of the worldly feminists. I say it that way because feminism, true feminism, is beautiful, defined by God. He made us that way. But according to the things that we look at in the world, you know, Proverbs 14:1 says the wisest of women builds her house. Again, you're seeing another strong woman. It says, but folly, with her own hands, she tears it down. Mm. And so in correlation, we're talking about a woman who's described as a distaff. She's working with her hands. So she can either build up her house with her hands. We talked the last session about making her arms strong with the Word of God. Or she can take in the world's thoughts and opinions and fallacies and tear her home down with her own hands. So she can choose to be a spinster like Dorcas and be revered by God and looked at as someone who's precious and giving and strong and intelligent and gifted. Or she can take the spinster or distaff idea of this world and decide that it's some frumpy, old, you know, unintelligent. You have no other choice. That's why you have to sit there and do that.
Mm. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we pause here at this session because we're out of time in this segment. And then the next time, tomorrow, we're going to pick it up at the table and talk about how things have changed in our world and how we really do build with our own hands and our own lofty ideas of what we can do rather than what God can do. And we're going to talk about that from the point of the feminist movement on She's a Distaff. So, Sunny Shell, thank you for being with us and presenting She's a Distaff in part one here at the table. We just really appreciate you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope all the gals and you too, Amy, desire to be a spinster one day.
I want to be a spinster right now that I know what it means. Thank you, my dear. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more at the table.